thank you, Lord. Just thank you for today. Thank you for what this day represents. Lord, it's all about you. Everything's all about you, Lord. Let's just get real. And we just want to come to realize that. We came here to hear from you, and we pray that it's your words we hear, Lord, not Gary's, but your words. We pray that we could learn something from this and that we could draw closer to you. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so when we think of Easter, what's the first thing you think of?
Easter.
Huh?
Jesus.
Jesus, Easter Bunny? Jesus? Oh, now that, not the first thing.
No, I don't think
that. Easter, what?
Swirly,
huh? The resurrection. The tomb. It's morning. The sun's up. So there, you guys, really good in the back row. I don't know. No, there would be, unfortunately, a lot of people would think bunnies. Think eggs, right? I got a text earlier, and then it's the happy Easter, but, you know, it's all the, you know, you put in the picture or the video or whatever, the little short gift, and it's like just growing, and it's all bunnies, eggs, and everything. And bunnies have always been known for large families, very fertile animals, right? They have a lot of babies. So there's a lot of new life. That's what bunnies are known for. And then the egg, you know, it's a shell. So it things inside of it is hidden, but inside there's life. Yes, James?
One of my bunnies had like 5 or 6 baby bunnies, but unfortunately only 2 survived.
Oh, really? That's sad. Everybody knows. Then there's also the time that Easter is, right? It's springtime. And then that's when, you know, the dead of winter is over with, and you're coming in. Trees and grass are growing green, flowers blooming. You know, new forest babies are happening. This is all symbols of life, right? Now, around Christian groups, though, there's been a lot of arguments about these symbols, even the name Easter, you know, coming from pagan origins. Huh? Right? And that they're a distraction. Now, the argument is, did they come from pagans? Are we getting distracted? Or did Christians allow these symbols to reach other non-Christians out there? You know, allow them to get in there and pull in a story using something they already know. You know, it seems like it's a matter of perspective. And what perspective is kind of what we believe, right? What we tend to believe is our perspective on what things are. You know, God created bunnies, didn't he?
Yeah.
God made an egg, right? I could look past a lot of things, and I could see Jesus in a lot of things. Even some music, even some secular music, he's like, oh, okay, I could put Jesus in that story. You know, I know many even mentioned it, like in One Piece, you know, you could, you know, the four blues, right? You could see the direction. You could do that, and you could look at things in a better light, or things what point to Jesus, right? Because Jesus is all around us. But, however, I know God, right? And that's, I think that's the difference, is I know God, you guys know God, but what if nobody told you about Jesus? What if they only told you about this 6-foot bunny what hops around, lays colored eggs, and hides them? What if, right? What if you never known? And that is why at Calvary Chapel, and there's quite a few churches, we call today Resurrection Sunday. It's because then there's not really any distractions. You know for sure, okay, it's about resurrection. We know it's that, and we know it's Sunday. So we're on, dive in to what Easter, our Resurrection Sunday, is really about. And we're going to be in Matthew. And these are a lot. They're long slides. But we can get through it, right? So Matthew 27, 62 through 66. 66. I'm reading it right here. All right, so through 66, while we read this, Stephen will do 64 through 66. He'll get that figured out on a slide, right? All right, so Ben, you want to start us out?
So that the last deception will be worse
than the first.
Than the first. Pilate said to them, that's 65.
Right. No, keep going. Sorry.
Pilate said to him, you have the guard. Go your way and make it secure as you know how. So they went to made the tomb secure, sealing stone, setting the guard.
All right. So Jesus just been crucified. So this is a day after he'd been put in the tomb. And then, he's been laid to rest. The interesting thing is that it's not his disciples that remember him saying, after 3 days I will rise. But it's the chief priests and the Pharisees. The people who orchestrated Jesus being crucified, are the ones what say, whoa, wait a minute. We remember he said he's going to rise on the third day. The Jesus disciples, they were kind of hiding. They were up in rooms. They were afraid they were going to be the ones what were killed next, being associated with Jesus. So the Pharisees, they come to Pilate, right? And they ask for a guard, saying, they're going to try something. They're going to pretend that he rose from the grave, and they're going to try to hide it. Pilate gives them a guard, right? And they seal it. They roll this big, as Jesse was saying, this big stone. That was kind of typical of what the tomb is described, kind of a rich man's tomb, which came and asked for Jesus to be buried there. And then they roll this stone back, and this stone would have to, it would take multiple guys to roll it. It actually, when they roll it down, it'd be in like this little trench to keep it there. So it'd be even harder to roll it back up. And then plus, they'd seal it. They'd seal it with some wax, and then put the signet, a seal of Rome. Right? And we've been talking about seals in Revelations. So that sealed with wax, that'd be the most secure thing, because they would definitely tell, okay, somebody broke that seal, right? You can't just fix it. And with a signet ring, you know, you can't replace it unless that same person does it. So they'd know if somebody broke in, and plus it wouldn't be fixed. Now, breaking that seal would have been punishable by a hand slap. No, it'd be by death. Things were very serious back then. You steal something, get your hands cut off, you know, you break a seal, a Roman seal, you die. They put you to death. And then Matthew, so we go on, Matthew 28, 1 through 8, James.
Magdalene. Other Mary came to see the tomb, and behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone. And from the door and sat on it, his countenance was like lightning, and his clothing was white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the woman, "Not be afraid, for I know you, and
do what? Yeah. So we see here, so this is the following day. You know, so they set the guard, right? They set this guard, and then the women disciples will come. You know, they're the first ones to find out that Jesus' tomb was empty, right? You know, the guard was also there, but the first disciples were being women. Now these soldiers, they were Roman, of the Roman army. You know, they weren't just somebody they picked up on the street, oh, watch this. So they did not get scared very easily, right? They knew war. You know, if they would get scared, if they were a coward, what would be the sentence, right? What would be a death sentence, right? So they would not be scared. They were, as people back then would say, is like, you know, that army was well trained, so it'd be kind of like the elite, you know, like the Navy SEALs of armies back then. And then we go on, and we're just trying to set up players people would talk about. So 28:11 through 15, we'll find out more what's happening that day, that morning. Jesse? So the ladies, they run off, right? They run off. They're going to tell the disciples. And then the guards, they wander into town. Or they probably ran off too. They were probably scared, right? Scared like dead men. They go into town and they report to the chief priests. Now, this sounds kind of strange, right? Don't you think that they would report to their commander? That would make sense. No, but they go to the chief priest. They go to the chief priest first because they were scared. Duty was very serious. You know, you let a prisoner escape, you would have to, you know, whatever that person was in prison for, you would have to continue that sentence. Or death. You know, depending on what it is. Yeah, if you had a death sentence, you'd have to die. Or if it had 10 more years, you'd have to serve that 10 years. Because you let him escape. Because it was your responsibility. Failure in the Roman army back then, death. Falling asleep, death. Right? So they typically only had 3-hour shifts. They would not fall asleep because that's a lot of pressure, right? But that's exactly what the chief priests and the Pharisees are telling them to tell people. And that's why when they say, oh, well, we'll protect you. If the governor hears about this, we'll protect you. Because they know that if the governor hears about it, these guards are going to die.
Yes,
but
there's
other armies. There's other people. That's how they felt like then. They're just like, eh. We'll get there. Right? So you know that this is very unlikely, right? That guard would not have fallen asleep. So, and then we'll go to John chapter 20, 11 through 18. No.
I.
Oh, hi. I'll go ahead and read this, I guess. But Mary, this is Mary Magdalene, she stood outside by the tomb, weeping. As she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had laid. Then they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Now, when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" She, supposing him to be the gardener, says to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said, "Rabboni," which is to say, teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, and I have not yet ascended to my Father, but go to your brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father and to my God, your God." Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that she had spoken these things to her, that he had spoken these things to her. So there's a lot there, right? So we know if we take this egg. just a random egg, right? Everybody carries around an egg, don't they? Just in case for snacks.
Well, people used to, because people used to.
Right? It's a perfect, it's its own carrying case, right? But if you take this egg, and we all know if it's a raw egg, just like outside, inside, you could say that there's a potential, there's life in there. Kind of like Jesus was alive. He was made man. But then if you throw it in boiling water, right, you cook it, it's a hard-boiled egg, right? So it'd be all solid in there. And you know it's death. It'd be kind of like a body in a tomb, right? But what if it was empty, right? What if it was empty?
Where'd the stuff go?
What? Your perspective would have to change.
Where'd it go?
It's empty.
How'd you get the yoga?
How'd it go?
Oh, my God.
I just took a random guess. You know, it's
imagine it wasn't empty.
So, now that it's empty, where'd it go? Right? And that's what these people were thinking. Everybody knows they found the tomb empty. Everybody we talked about, we know that they were found it empty. Now, we were talking about a couple different groups. We read about a few different groups. There's at least four groups in my head that we were talking about. We have the chief priests and the Pharisees, right? They literally have all the evidence to know that Jesus is who he says he is, right? They knew he was going to rise. They got witnesses by the guards, which more than likely you trust, right? They're your guards. That he wasn't there, that angel put back. I mean, this whole story, the angel pulled the stone back and Jesus wasn't there. And they were there all night. You know, they have all this, but they're so stubborn and do not want Jesus to be Lord. They double down, right? They're like, no, I'm going to pay you money to lie. Right? Because I can't have this. Because if it is true that Jesus risen, they'd have to admit that they were wrong. That they did wrong and they killed an innocent man and that they'd have to change their life. So they said, no, I'm not going to do it. And then we have the guard. Right? You know, they came to know things. They had to. They've seen things. They know things. But they were scared of how other people thought of them or what other people were going to do to them. You know, they would rather trust in things of the world, say money. They'd rather trust in those than to believe. Then we have some of the ladies, right? They saw an empty tomb. Then the angel told them, well, he's not here. He's risen, right? So they went and they were joyfully, they were scared, but they were joyfully, right? And they told the other disciples. Then we have Mary Magdalene, right? Everybody knows she believed in Jesus, right? She was a follower of Jesus, a very close follower of Jesus. She saw the empty tomb, and she thought, where'd that yoke go, right? It should be in there. She thought somebody stole the body, that they moved it, and she wanted this, you know. We all go through where we need verification, right? We want proof. You know, even though Jesus told his disciples, you know, I'm going to rise on the third day. I need to do this. They didn't fully understand the meaning behind it. You know, they knew these things, but they didn't quite get it until it happened, right? They needed to be reminded. It's kind of human nature, you know, that we need to be reminded to clean our rooms. We need to be reminded to take the trash out. We need to remind that. Oh, but she always does it every single day. Never forgets. Mm. You know, there is a lot of stubbornness.
You wait like 24 hours until you take the trash out.
Right. There's a lot of stubbornness, there's a lot of fear, and there's a lot of distractions in the world. Right? And there's a lot of this, and they can make us unsure. They can make us think of other things, don't they? In Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. This is just one slide. You got this. So we need to keep our mind on Jesus, right? We need to keep our mind on the things that are above. And that is why we do communion. So it's Communion Sunday, and it works out perfect with Resurrection Day, right? Because we need to remember, we need to be focused on what Jesus has done for us, who he is, and since the tomb was empty, that he rose on that third day, and that he's still alive today. So, anybody want to help with the elements? Anybody all? Anyone? Oh, James, do you want to help pass out the elements?